came as a surprise today. I don't know that anybody was really expecting it, but when you look at it, it's not a surprise because police chiefs in major cities and major departments just don't last that long traditionally.
And he has been an officer since he was, what, 19 years old?
Fred came on as a cadet when he joined the police department, so I believe he was 19 or 20. When he came on the job, his family has a history of being involved in the Baltimore Police Department, and he worked his way up through the ranks. I think he was one of the youngest sergeants ever promoted in the police department when he was promoted to sergeant many years ago.
Now, I know you weren't around in the city police department when he became commissioner, but what would your, thoughts be about the time that he spent as commissioner?
Well, first of all, Fred and I are friends, and we worked as partners for several years in narcotics. I think he did a good job when it comes to policing strategies. Obviously, crime has come down, the murder rates come down, but Baltimore is a tough place to be a police commissioner because there's more issues than just fighting crime. You have a workforce that's been demoralized over the past several years, and this economy is not helping. And Baltimore City's had a very difficult time in attracting quality candidates to become police officers in the city.
Who do you think were among his biggest critics and might have been the biggest stumbling blocks for him throughout his tenure as commissioner?
Well, the critics are the same critics that have just been around for years, people that don't want to see a police department move forward, people who don't want the police officers out there being aggressive, being proactive, and doing the job that the vast majority of citizens want them to do, and that's lock up bad guys. And, you know, Commissioner Bielefeld coined that phrase, bad guys with guns. And the police department was dedicated to that mission, and that, quite frankly, doesn't sit well with a lot of people who I get the feeling that they just don't want to see the Baltimore City Police Department be successful.
What do you think he should be known for?
I think he will be known for having a very sound, proactive, aggressive policing style that went after the most serious of criminals that are on our streets.